Alright, so this morning I was talking about those little coincidences that start happening when you begin creating and start removing the resistance to receiving. Later on, three things happened. Okay, first of all, we had to go do some errands and stuff. So, we're driving along and the car started overheat. So we pulled into a park, and what it was just a simple hose. Very small hose had blown. Now, it didn't take me long to fix that. You know, you just cut a piece off and reattach it and away you go. So, that was no big deal. But while I was just waiting for it to cool down a little bit, and Roberta was going to the washroom there, I just walked from the car, I don't know, 50 feet. And there's, you know, it's a normal park. And there's trees growing. And I didn't really look at the trees themselves. And all of a sudden I look down and I see some cherries laying on the ground. I'm going, what the heck? I look up and I'm standing under a cherry tree. And then a little further there's a peach tree. And these are in a park. And before I mentioned that parks, you know, they plant all these trees. How come they never plant fruit trees? It would be so cool if they actually planted fruit trees. Because then people could go, when they go to the park and pick cherries and plums and whatever, and apples and so forth. And here, for the first time I've ever seen it, are fruit trees. And they've been there, you know, in a sense for a long time. Now, here's the thing. What everybody will tell you, or most everybody, is that this was there and you just happened to run into them. But there is evidence to the contrary of that. There is scientific evidence that we live in a variable universe with an endless amount of possibility, an endless amount of possible worlds, all intercolliding. And one world won't have those fruit trees, another one will and another one won't, and so on. And so there they are. So, you know, you can't probably step up and say, did the universe create those for you as full-grown trees? Or what? Well, as time goes on, you know, and more of these things come about, you will then, or what I should say is, people begin to change their minds about what the universe actually creates for you, around you, and what was actually there. Because there comes times when things like this come up, and other people who have been there say, there's no fruit trees there. There's never been fruit trees there. And then you take them there, and all of a sudden they see there's fruit trees here. Where'd these come from? Right? Because they, to them, even didn't exist before. So that's one thing. Now, when I was fixing the hose, there's a little part on the motor that shouldn't have been there anymore, and it was actually malfunctioning and causing a restricted flow to the radiator inside the car. And I always thought that maybe it wasn't, you know, in the wintertime heating up quite the way it should, but I didn't know why. And here this little part. But the part itself was connected to the hose and it blew. So I took it right out. So the whole thing worked out really well, because if you take it into a shop, you're going to be looking at $300, and that's only if they find it. Because they probably wouldn't even have looked at that part. Because on the outside, it looks everything fine, looks like it should be there, but it actually shouldn't be there anymore. Anyway, so that, two issues got solved right there. That part that needed to go got taken out. I got dropped at the park where I wanted, you know, to see the fruit trees in the park. So I got to experience that. I mean, that's really what I wanted to experience, right? I mean, that's what I really said when I talked about seeing fruit trees in you know, public parks. Isn't that really what I wanted? To experience fruit trees in a public park. And there you have it. Now, Roberta stopped in at the doctor's, and while I were waiting, I ran across to a electronic shop. Now, before I was looking for a expansion unit for, anyway, something for my computer. I can't remember what it's called. And I couldn't really find what I wanted. And I'm just looking around the store, and on my way out, there's a table with surplus stuff. Stuff they're getting rid of. And lo and behold, what is sitting there? The very item that I was looking for. Now, before I forced myself to try to find this item, and I tried all kinds of different items that are supposed to do the job, but it didn't. It took hours and hours of work of picking them up at the store, taking them home, trying them out, bringing them back. Instead of just seeing what I wanted, my mind's eye, imagining what it is that I want, and doing exactly the creation or the creating, manifestation, sending love thing, right? And then just letting it go for a bit. And just letting it go. Because today, I would have found it right there, sitting, bang, at half the price. So that's three for today, or four, I can't remember. So again, this all tells me that the whole thing is working. Something's happening and the flow is beginning. The inward flow towards me is starting. So that means also that what I've been doing is right because I've been opening, I've been sending that love out there and so forth. Oh, before I forget, there is something else that I thought was kind of interesting. I just happened to be flipping around web pages this morning after I did my recording and I had another cappuccino. I was looking for something else. And I came across this webpage of a guy whose philosophy is that you can't send out love or radiate love or any energy because it re-interacts with wherever you're sending it and then turns into reverse polarity and gets fired back at you in a defensive manner. Now, I thought that was kind of interesting. Not that I disagree with him, nor that I agree with him, because I don't agree with him. You see, the thing is, for a while there I thought about it and I said, yeah, he could be correct about that. In certain instances, that sort of thing could happen, but if at the most you might see a physical reaction before the actual result. And if there's a physical reaction, that is also a return of energy and also sending energy out like love is the same as doing a physical action. Both are actually much the same. So the main thing is, and this is what I tried to get across one time to other people, that everything is really right and everything is really wrong. If you want to believe in that, if he wants to believe in that, he will find evidence to no end if he believes in it first. Then the universe locks on to his confidence and will create it for him, and he will find evidence to no end for that purpose. And he'll be able to put that evidence in front of you and you go, wow, amazing. But if you believe the opposite and say, no, no, sending out love does the opposite, then when you have the confidence in it, the universe will unfold it to you in the way you perceive it. Because that's the way this universe is designed. And if you were to send him love, then, still, the universe would show the result of that to you. Regardless of what his opinion is. And he wouldn't even probably notice it. that he's actually proving, in a sense, with his actions then, behavior and what he says, your point. Okay, one time when I was working on that and trying to figure that all out, I went, okay, what the hell is the point of sending love? Well, it's very simply to create the things that we want to experience in our lives very quickly, fast, and more powerfully, and in a more joyous way. Now, if he goes the other way around, it makes creating for him, for instance, for this particular person, more difficult, slower, more complicated, and not as powerful. So, he has a choice to believe what he wants, and he should do so. I wouldn't spend a split second trying to change his mind at all or show him anything different. I just allow him to be. If by chance he came and said, well, why do you think, and I just said, well, the evidence proves it to me because I believe, and so the evidence is there. Simply as that. You choose to believe. You choose to build confidence in whatever you want to experience. And therefore, some things are worth believing in. So again, what's really worth believing in? It's a matter of choice, isn't it? And it's nice when we have that choice, and it's nice. I felt really good because I could allow him to have his belief, and it didn't affect me at all. And I'm glad that he's got a website and doing whatever he wants, and that he's free to do that. And who am I to say who's really right or wrong? I mean, the only thing that, in a sense, I should say whether it's right or wrong is what's right or wrong for me. What I want to experience, how I want to experience my life. See, I don't have a problem with having an illness. It's how I experience that illness. And that's a funny thing to say, but every once in a while I get a little bit ill. It doesn't happen very often. It's like the flu, common cold thing a bit. And I just shut it down. I just, the heck with the world, I just go and sleep and rest and relax and don't do anything. And actually it ends up to be a good experience for me because it's one of the few times I quit and just shut down. The rest of the time I just keep going and going and going and going. It's actually a few times I shut up. So, it's all in all, it's a good experience. I don't mind the experience of being ill. I wouldn't care if the doc came and says, Jesus, you got the worst disease we've ever seen. You got 2 weeks. I would say, well, I have 2 weeks from your experience and from what you want to experience and from how you perceive this. But I don't agree with you as far as my experience and how I'm going to experience this disease. I'll tell you what. How does it look right now that I'm experiencing it? Oh, you're saying I hardly even know it's there. Exactly. So why don't we just continue on that way? Let it be it and me be me. Right? The disease doesn't necessarily have to cause harm. That's a misconception. Or is it a misconception? Or is it a conception that's been accepted? Many people have HIV virus. They don't have the effects of AIDS. The next guy over here, woman, man, has the effects of AIDS. Which one is the effects of AIDS? There are more people in this planet that have the HIV virus and have zero effect in their physical experience of life than there are that have it, that have a negative experience of life, in life from it. So the virus is out there. And here's what one guy, and I don't know his name, but he made this suggestion, and I thought it was kind of a pretty wild one, but hey, it could be true. He says he has the evidence for it, so let's just say, he says there is more people out there that actually have the HIV virus in them, that could be tested and it would show up in a test, than there actually are known cases of it. Isn't that wild? So, how many people have it and don't even know it and will never have a negative physical experience from it? Now here's the thing he was also stating at that time, that many people actually have it, but it doesn't even show up on tests, even though it's sitting there. It's because the tests are relatively inaccurate to a certain percentage, and I don't want to say what the percentage was because I can't remember what it was, but there was a fair size of discrepancy in it. And what causes that discrepancy? Maybe the person has more confidence than the virus itself? I don't know. You choose, I suppose. Everybody should choose, shouldn't they? I choose mine. I want to choose mine. And the more I say this stuff, see now this is all getting kind of weird because, yeah, I said this should maybe go in a book. Now, I don't know why. I'd rather not. I sort of decided never to write another thing again because I really don't like it. I don't like putting the stuff out. Why the hell should someone else listen to this? Like I said, it could be all bullshit. Who knows? But here is what I want. The more I say this stuff, because once I say it, I'm hearing it for myself. And I like it. I like that belief where disease, a virus, or whatever can be there and has no effect on my physical life. That way, it seems everything and everyone can just be. It really comes down to a live and let live. A live and let live, and let there be no side effects of a painful issue to those. Yeah, it's kind of a long saying, but I think it's got some merit. Live and let live, unaffected by. No, live and let live in a joyous way, happy way, I don't know, whatever. The whole thing seems to click for me. It'd be nice if we had like a little phrase for that. Anyway, I think that's it for today. I'm going to call it a day. It's about 6 o'clock now, Monday. I didn't get off to do all the running around I wanted to do. I wanted to pick up some stain for the boat, do some staining, and didn't quite get there. I'll do that tomorrow. Tomorrow morning I'm going to go for that physiotherapy again, that cranial sacrecy thingamajigger. Seems to work, whatever. Whatever it does, I don't really question it. I come out of there, sore, tired. But then the next day, I have twice the energy, so I feel much better. Anyway, I just go with the flow. What works, works. Why question it? Why not just let it work and let it be? Unless you want to improve something, I guess then we can question it. But I question enough things. I don't think I need to question everything. I'd go crazy. I'll leave that for someone else. So live and let live, eh?